It's time for this week's Focus on Business. Today, Tom Martin talks with Victor Gutwein of the Chicago-based venture capital investment firm M25 Group. Gutwein has developed a system to rank cities in the Midwest according to how well they would accommodate startup technology businesses.
Now, you at M25 recently launched a regularly updated ranking system that's focused on startup cities in the Midwest. Why is a ranking system needed?
One of the things we wanted to show was that there's a lot of activity going on in every college town, every regional capital, every mid-sized city, as well as the big cities like Chicago and Minneapolis that make immediately come to your mind. The second most is we really wanted to be able to demonstrate that there's a rising tide of technology, but some cities are doing it better than others, and some cities have more natural advantages and are experiencing more growth than others. And I do think it's important to measure yourself against that instead of to just show straight up growth that, you know, is just could be part of a larger rising tide instead of, you know, your own efforts. And so I think having that yardstick and to measure against others helps a city or an ecosystem or a state to know what they're doing right and what they're doing wrong, where they can improve still. And I guess lastly, I do think that this is a place we actually thought about this first as an internal resource for M25 as an investor that's spending a lot of time traveling around, getting to know the ecosystems as we're, you know, searching for investments to make. We want to know where to prioritize and which opportunities or which locations to be searching for opportunities more regularly in.
How many cities are you ranking, and what criteria do you use to rank them?
In this first edition, we ranked 54 cities, kind of based off of the ones that had the most measurable startup activity. And there's actually 20 different weighted variables that go into this ranking, and they vary. You can, you know, one of the most obvious is number of startups in that community, and also the kind of the venture backing or the investments that have been made behind it. But also we take into account things like the resources, both talent-wise, so the universities, the IPs, the percentage of the population that's educated, as well as the government resources and tax credits. We take a look at the investors, both angels, the accelerators, the venture capitalists in the region. And then, you know, also just the basic underlying economics and demographics, so GDP, population, and things like labor costs and cost of living.
And where does Lexington figure into that top 54?
So Lexington comes in at 19. And to give some context, I think it also helps to talk about some of the other cities kind of nearby. So Louisville came in at 15. And then we had Bowling Green at 48, Cincinnati at number 5. So those are some regional players, obviously, that you might be thinking about. And I also think sometimes it's important to put Lexington in the context of other kind of college towns or with the same kind of types of demographics. So to put that into context, I sometimes throw Lexington into comparing it against Champaign, Illinois, or you know, Lincoln, Nebraska, or even Madison, Wisconsin. So some of those cities as well.
Tom Martin's Q&A series appears biweekly in the Business Monday section of the Lexington Herald Leader. Technical support for this broadcast is provided by Dynamics Productions, online at dxaudio.com.